Welcome, everybody, to Betting the Buckets, the NBA betting podcast exclusively designed for the basketball fan. And I am your hoops host, Cole Ryan. I am here to deliver all the goods for you on this Monday. Usually the start of the week is a tough time of the week, but not when you have NBA basketball. After a great football weekend, there's nothing better than basketball, and I am here to give you the goods, so to speak. If you've not listened to Betting the Buckets before, let me break it down for you. It's 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The episodes are small. They're about 15 minutes per, and I do that on purpose because I just want to give you the information you need from an NBA betting standpoint. I don't want to give you any of the fluff that you'll get at most other places, we'll say. I just want to give you stats and basketball trends and picks and handicapping angles and stuff to get you going for the NBA week. This podcast, wicked quick with a pick. So get ready because I'm going to come at you rapid fire with a lot of great stuff. And first, I must remind you the segment of Bang the Book Radio is brought to you by DSI Sportsbook. Bang the Book Radio listeners can use the promo code BTBRADIO to get a $10 free bet just for signing up. And you can also get a 50 to 100% deposit bonus based on the amount of your initial deposit. At BetDSI, it's only a game until you bet on it. I'm telling you, people, I use BetDSI. Great sportsbook. Sign on up, and I'm going to give you your first pick to get things going in a great way right here in this podcast. Speaking of betting the buckets, it all starts with a great basketball betting community. We've built this up over the last few years. It's called the Buckets Brigade. What is it? I'll tell you what it is simply. It's my Twitter followers. All you have to do is follow me on Twitter, at ColeRyan9. That's at ColeRyan, the number 9. All we do is talk basketball. So share your thoughts, your picks, your trends, your stats, your information. I don't care. Even your witty comments. I'm going to share it right here in this segment because all about basketball, all about you. And I'm telling you, that's another great thing about this podcast. You're not going to hear the fluff. For example, there's a lot of talk about politics now, and I get it. It's a hot button issue, and it's what people want to talk about. Coaches in the NBA have addressed this. Players in the NBA have addressed this. I'm not about that. In fact, I'm the opposite. I just want to get right to picks, right to everything, and that's why I'm going to get things started with a Beyond the Box Score. Beyond the Box Score is simply a look back at the box scores. I find that if you look back at games that have been played, you will find some information that will benefit you in the future. For example, let's take a look back at yesterday's game between the Charlotte Hornets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's early in the season, but you could say the Hornets are somewhat of a surprise team. They were 6-1 to start the season. They dropped the last two games. They're now 6-3. Winning a game on the road against a team like the Cavs would cement the fact that the Hornets are going to be a team that's going to be a playoff team and going to be a good one. They held the lead, but they blew it down the stretch. They blew their composure. In fact, Coach Steve Clifford was given a technical foul in the second quarter. Kemba Walker, he's obviously one of the best players on this team. He scored 21 points for the Hornets. They're a very good team, but you can tell from this game, they're young. They still need to learn how to win. So maybe not necessarily young from an age standpoint, but young from the fact that they don't know how to win. They are not a championship team yet, but they are getting there. They visit Minnesota on Tuesday. Charlotte has won 5 straight over the Timberwolves, including 2 on the road. That could be a chance for them to break their streak, but they still need to learn how to win the big games. And let's go back. Going back to Saturday, another game. I really just want to take a peek at it. It's the Nets and the Suns. The Nets won a big game on the West Coast trip. They managed to put up 122 points. Brooklyn got its first road win of the season. They scored 17 straight points late in the fourth quarter. They killed the Suns' comeback attempt. At one point, the Suns were within 2 points, but Phoenix shot a season-low 37%. The Suns' 107 shot attempts were the highest in the NBA this season. They had the shot attempts. They just weren't falling down. Brook Lopez, he set the season high for blocks for a Nets player with 4-3 of those in the first 5 minutes. And like I mentioned, this right here is what I consider a big, big win for the Nets. Usually these kind of wins are followed by some letdowns, so keep that in mind. They finished on a 22 stretch. It's very, very impressive, but it takes the gas out of a team. It's such a high and a grind that is the NBA schedule. It could be tough for them to recover. They are now on a back-to-back set, starting with the Clippers, then the Lakers on a 4-game West Coast road trip. So I think you're going to see some letdown. again, Beyond the Box Score is more than just picks. It's really just giving you insight, things to look for in the future. So I'm not going to give you a pick necessarily in this segment, just things that you need to look for. But it brings me to my next point, the calendar crunch. Another segment here on Betting the Buckets. It basically is just that. All we're doing is looking at the calendar, finding out teams are in a tough spot, and finding a chance to take advantage of these tough scheduling spots. Last Friday, I talked about two teams, the Knicks and the Sixers, during a calendar crunch. They both play 5 games in 7 nights. That carries over to this week. Keep an eye on those two teams. Go take a peek at their schedule, see what they're dealing with, and that should show you that they could be a fade at some point this week, and that the Wizards, believe it or not, could be a good-looking team to play on this week. If you look at the schedule, you know what I'm talking about, but every segment, I like to give you a new crunch, so I'm not going to talk about the one I gave you last Friday. I'm going to talk about the Toronto Raptors. They play a big game on Tuesday night against the Cavaliers. Look, they need to make a statement, and this could be the start of a tough stretch. They tip things off with a back-to-back with travel. Cavaliers, that's a big enough game. What do they do the next night? How about a back-to-back game? They host the Golden State Warriors, 2 games against 2 very, very good teams. That's going to take a lot of gas out of this Toronto Raptors team. But then they go on a West Coast road trip. So they're going to play 5 games, 7 nights. It ends with a 3-game and 4-night set on the West Coast and 2 back-to-back games against the Kings and the Clippers. There will surely be a spot to fade the Raptors in this stretch of schedule. That is why the crunch is so important to me. That is why you have to take time out to make sure that you are looking at the NBA as a whole, not in the small spectrum of night after night, but as a whole. And that's why I bring the calendar crunch to you. But let's get to it. Let's get to the pick. I know why you're here. It's the pick. And look, I started the season off with a win, and man, was it a big one. I took the Sixers on Friday night. They beat the Pacers outright. They were a small home dog, 4.5 points. I brought up a theory on my home and home, which again rang true. So let's keep the winners going. Another pick tonight in the NBA. You have a tough schedule. So to me, the one play that will stand out is the Detroit Pistons over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder, very good team. They don't lose much with Russell Westbrook. Obviously a talented player, one of the best in the NBA. Probably even the better team, but playing at Detroit is not something that a team gets up to. In fact, it's something they almost look past. And the Thunder are in a back-to-back spot. They have played 3 games in 4 nights, which is not good against any team, never mind a physical team like the Pistons. So getting Russell Westbrook plus the points, again, it may seem like a good deal, but stay away. To me, the Pistons are playing, they're more physical inside. Not to mention they're 13-6 against spread last 19 games against a team with a winning road record. 36-17-2 against spread in the last 55 home games. But how about this? The Thunder are 1-4 against spread in the last 5 meetings in Detroit. That means that spans back to last year. Last year they had Kevin Durant. I don't care what your take is on Kevin Durant or how he played with the Thunder or what he's doing now with the Warriors, but they were a better team with Durant, and they still struggled in Detroit. To me, that tells me that this is a game they kind of skipped over, plus the tough schedule, plus the fact that Detroit has a physical team that will wear a team down. To me, that makes the play of the night on Monday, the Detroit Pistons, -3. That's what I'm looking at, -3. I think if you look around, you might get a better number by tip. But right now, I see 3 across the board, so I'm going to stick with that. And it doesn't matter. I think they cover that easy because I think the Thunder run out of gas late. But that will do it for Betting the Buckets. Thank you very much for stopping by. Please make sure to check in on a regular basis. Again, remember, it's 3 nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to talk NBA and nothing but NBA, everything from picks. I'm going to talk calendar crunch, Beyond the Box Score. I'm going to read between the lines. I have new segments coming up. And, of course, I want some serious insight from the Buckets Brigade, my Twitter followers. So make sure to follow me on Twitter, @ColeRyan9. That's @ColeRyan9. And your stuff will be featured right here on the show because this show is all about you each and every time. That's why I put it together, because I love talking basketball with fans who love the NBA as much as I do and who love to bet on the NBA as much as I do. So keep that in mind. So good luck on your Monday night and good luck to the start of the week as you win big. Betting the Buckets.